IMS Ping An. A few years ago, Julie, my wife, challenged me with a visual image.
几年前，她的太太朱莉师母给她一个挑战，给她一个画面。
It was sort of a prophetic image. It was definitely from the Lord.
是啊，一个充满预言。肯定是从神而来的一句话，一个画面。
The image helped guide me through a period of time when I wasn't sure about my identity in Christ. I mean, my identity as a servant of Christ.
这个画面帮助我了解什么是神的仆人，帮助我度过艰苦的难关。
It was the image of a sports team lifting up one of the players on their shoulders. You know, when they win a game and everybody's cheering.
这个画面是一个团队，一个运动的团队，然后举起其中一个队友在欢呼，在庆祝。
Maybe it's the last second in a basketball game, and the player throws the ball from half court and sails across, whoosh, right, and then they win the game, yay!
在最后一分钟，篮球队员就是投一个球进了三分，赢了比赛。
And everyone grabs that player and lifts him up on the shoulders. The team has won, but that one player, that's the VIP, that's the winner, the MVP, that's the winner of the day.
整个团队因为这个篮球队员的投球已经赢了比赛，他就是最佳的球员。
And Julie said, that's our identity in China. Our calling is to lift others up, put them on our shoulders, and to lift them high.
然后 Julie 牧师就跟他说：“这是我们作为一个家庭，我们在这里服事的一个使命、一个呼召，就是要举起中国的教会。”
So my understanding of my relationship with Pastor Lee was, I'm nothing. I'm the guy that lifts him up. He is everything. He is the one that we lift high. We're here for him.
所以李牧师就是我们整个团队的一个核心人物，我们就把他高举起来。
We're not here as Americans to show off American ways and to talk in American ways. We're here for China, to lift China up on our shoulders, to show them off to the world.
虽然他是从美国来，但是我们不是要鼓吹美国有多厉害。我们不是重点不是放在美国，是放在中国，中国的教会。
So I just want to share with you my heart today.
所以今天我要分享我的心。
The vision that I have. I'm actually a very, very simple man.
我要分享我的一个意向，我的一个使命。我要跟你分享我自己，我是一个很简单的一个人。
I dream of very simple things.
我做很简单的愿望。
When I was young, I dreamed of being married and having children.
当他年轻的时候，当然想脱单，然后成家立业。
I actually dreamed of having a lot of children, like Lijia.
他要像我一样有很多很多很多孩子。
And I somehow in my mind, I thought little girls were the best. I thought it would be great if I had like four girls and one son. I thought that would be perfect.
如果有四个女儿一个儿子多好啊。
Sort of a 重女轻男, you know, that was kind of my philosophy.
Chris 也是重女轻男的。
I met Julie and we had two girls and we decided, okay, goal, that's enough.
师母然后就觉得说 okay, 两个女儿就够了。
That was a nice dream, but I didn't have that much energy for that many children.
虽然是个很好的梦想，很好的愿望，但是我没有这么多精力。
Again, I'm a simple man. I dream of simple things.
再一次，我是一个很简单的人，我有很简单的愿望。
For my daughters, I don't have any big dreams for them. Not at all.
有两个女儿，我有很简单的梦想，不是很崇高的梦想，就很简单的梦想。
If they marry and have children, okay, that'd be nice. But
结婚
you know,
有自己的孩子很不错。
I actually dream for them what my mother said to me over and over and over again. This is my wish for them.
我对他们的梦想，对他们的愿望，跟我妈妈对我们的愿望是一样的。我妈不断的重复在我生命当中。
She said that she wanted her children, my sister and myself, just to love God and to serve God. That's all she wanted for us.
她要她的姐姐跟她就爱神、服侍神就够了。
In terms of ministry, of course, I dream a little bit bigger.
对于事工、对于服事有更大一点的愿望。
In China, I dream of someday where the Chinese church can stand.
对于中国教会，我希望有一天中国教会可以树立在群雄当中。
I dream of seeing China and the Chinese church rising to their highest calling.
我的展望就是中国和中国的教会，中国的基督徒可以完成他们最崇高的使命和呼召。
I want to see Chinese believers take a place of leadership in the global church.
在普世的教会中，我希望看到华人的信徒在扮演领先的角色。
I want to see Chinese evangelists traveling the world and planting churches and preaching the gospel.
我要看到华人的布道家去到世界的地级传讲耶稣的好消息。
I actually think the answer to the problem of Christianity in Japan is Chinese evangelists. I think it's China who will reach Japan.
我觉得现在日本所面对的福音的这个印度的挑战，只有中国的教会、中国的基督徒能传达好消息给他们。
As Christianity declines in America and Christianity's influence declines, I dream of the Chinese going and serving in America. The Chinese bringing a revival to America.
美国基督教信仰在不断的衰败的时候，我的期望就是中国的教会可以站起来。
I see the Spirit of God working with the mind of China, with Chinese minds to develop a new gospel.
我看到神的灵使用中国丰富的思想来使用传达福音的好消息。
A gospel of harmony that puts the cross in the center of everything that it means to be harmonious.
合一的灵，合一的十字架的好消息的信息。的福音传遍世界。
I'm sure I'm not the only one in here who has dreams.
我相信我不是唯一一个人有展望的人。
And I'm also certain I'm not the only one in here who is afraid that maybe I will not make my dreams come true.
我相信我也不是唯一一个人有害怕战惊，我没有办法达成神给我的使命和负担。
There's the Chris that I dream of and the Chris that I see in the mirror, and there's a big gap between them.
我这个 Chris, 我对我有的愿望，我有的梦想，跟我实际的我是有差距的。
I want to be the best Chris that I can be, but sometimes I'm afraid I will never get there.
我想成为最好、最棒神的一个仆人，神的 Chris, 但是我也怕有些时候我不达标。
So how do we do it?
所以我们怎么样做呢？
What path do we take?
我们要行走什么样的道路呢？
How do we get from where we are to that place of greatness in the kingdom of heaven?
从我们现在所处在的地方，我们怎么样达到神无比的荣耀和颂赞和赞美呢？
Or maybe I've not lived enough years to have a really, really good answer.
也许我还活不够久，还没有足够丰富的经历。
Perhaps I've not crossed enough bridges or eaten enough salt.
也许我吃了盐，我过的桥没有那么多。
But next month I will celebrate 40 years of walking with Christ. I accepted Jesus 40 years ago next month.
下个月我就庆祝我与神同行40年了。
When I was 8 days old, in America we don't 做月子, you know. I was born on a Saturday night. 8 days later, my mother had me in church. She took me to church.
他们美国没有坐月子，所以她第八天生日的时候，她的妈妈就带她去教会。
Spent a decade studying the scriptures.
花很多的时间研读神的话语。
And the best answer that I think
最好的答案是
is given by Jesus in Matthew chapter 16.
是在马太福音十六章耶稣的话语。
Let's just read it in Chinese. We'll not read it in English.
我们要看马太福音十六章我们一起来宣读神的话语一二三从此耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三日复活彼得就拉着他劝他说主啊万不可如此这事必不临到你身上耶稣转过来对彼得说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的因为你不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思于是耶稣对门徒说若有人要跟从我就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命人若赚得全世界赔上自己的生命又有什么益处呢人还可以拿什么来换生命
Now the context of this story is very very important
这个圣经本身的这个背景是非常非常重要的
In the previous story just in the verses right before this section
在前面的这段经文当中
Jesus has been asking his disciples question.
耶稣在问他的门徒一些问题
says, who do people say that I am?
他说别人说我是谁啊
Disciples say, oh, well, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah.
有些人说哦是以利亚有些人说是耶利米
Some say a prophet or you know someone back from the dead.
有些人说是先知，是已经往生的人。
And Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?"
然后耶稣问他们一个问题，你说我是谁？
And Peter, for once, one time, he gets it right.
然后彼得终于一次答对了。
He says, "You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the Living God."
他说你是弥赛亚，你就是那位基督。
This is a major breakthrough for the 12.
这是伟大的突破。
The disciples have taken a major step forward in their understanding of Jesus.
彼得跟门徒迈出一个大步来认识耶稣是谁。
He is the one they've been waiting for, the Savior, the Messiah.
他就是那一位他们等候的弥赛亚，那个救世主。
But they still don't know what kind of a Messiah he will be.
但是他们还不知道他是怎样的一个弥赛亚。
So in verse 21, it says that Jesus began to tell them and tell them and tell them, regularly tell them many, many things.
所以耶稣就开始不断地在重复告诉他们很多很多的事情。
He told them he must go to Jerusalem and he must suffer many things.
他说你一定会去到耶路撒冷，你一定受很多苦难。
Jesus is moving with tremendous force towards his highest calling.
耶稣对于他重大他最崇高的呼召他是充满了动力向前迈进。
He is leading the disciples to Jerusalem and to the cross.
他在引领他的门徒到耶路撒冷去到十字架去。
They don't understand what kind of a Messiah he is yet. They don't understand at all.
当时他们还不了解他是怎么样的一个弥赛亚。
So he starts explaining and he says it again and he says it again and again and again.
所以他就开始解释耶稣就不断地在解释。
He says that he will be killed, and even tells them, "I will be raised again on the third day."
他说我会面对死亡，然后第三天我会复活。
Prior to this, Jesus mentioned suffering and the cross a little bit, but now he's repeating it, repeating it, repeating it.
之前耶稣有谈到十字架，但这一次他不断的在重复当中。
But the disciples, like us, sometimes they're not really still not hearing him.
但是门徒就像我们今天的信徒一样，很多时候我们没有仔细听。
Finally, by verse 21, Jesus has said it enough times that Peter is starting to hear.
终于在21节，耶稣不断的重复，彼得就开始聆听，听进去了。
So Peter pulls Jesus aside and he says, "Look, Jesus, you know, this is never going to happen. Just you're not going to go to the cross. This will never happen to you."
耶稣就彼得就跟耶稣说，耶稣你放心，你绝对不会去十字架的，不会发生在你身上的。
Three reasons why Peter may have rebuked Jesus like this. Three possible reasons.
三个可能性，为什么耶稣彼得会这样说耶稣
？One, Peter thinks Jesus just needs sort of a pep talk, right?
也许耶稣需要打鸡血，就是要鼓励一下。
Maybe Jesus is just having a bad day and he needs some encouragement, a little pat on the back.
所以也许耶稣就是今天过得很糟糕，他需要一些鼓励而已。
Maybe his self-esteem is low. He's just being so negative. He needs just a little help.
也许他充满了负能量，也许他充满了自卑心理。
Peter's like Jesus. You need to think of life as your glass is half full, not half empty.
耶稣，你不要只是看到半杯空，你要看到半杯里面是有水的。
Maybe that's why Peter says it, but I don't really think so.
也许这个是为什么彼得这样说，但我不是这样认为。
And the second reason is a little stronger. Is Peter really doesn't understand what Messiah means?
另外一个更可能的原因是。也许彼得不了解弥赛亚的意思是什么。
He wants a Messiah that's going to march into Jerusalem and do a bunch of miracles and wow, all the people are going to rally and make a big army.
他希望的弥赛亚就是能进入耶路撒冷，凯旋的进入耶路撒冷，行很多神迹奇事。
They'll overthrow the Roman Empire and set up New Jerusalem and New Kingdom.
然后造就一个不朽的耶路撒冷。
And so when he hears Jesus say, "We are going to Jerusalem, and they're going to catch me, arrest me, and crucify me," this is not what Peter wants to hear.
所以当耶稣说我要进入耶路撒冷，他们会抓住我，他们会拷打我，他们会折磨我，这是不是彼得想听的
？Got a little box, and that's what Messiah means. And Jesus is talking about something totally different.
所以他就很像在一个框框里面困住里面，他不能打破这个陈规。弥赛亚到底是什么
？Maybe Peter wants a Messiah that's a conquering king, not a suffering servant.
也许彼得他的期望的弥赛亚就是一个战无不胜的一个君王。
But the third reason that Peter rebukes Jesus, I think this is the most important, is because Peter knows something about the relationship between a master and a servant, between a rabbi and a disciple that we don't understand today.
最可能的一个原因，为什么彼得会这样说耶稣，是因为。他了解一些我们不太了解的事情。
See, in the first century, there were many Jewish rabbis.
在初期，在第一世纪有很多拉比。
Lobby, this is not a word we normally use in Chinese. A lobby, a rabbi, was a traveling teacher in Jewish society. And these laoshers, these rabbis, they had students that followed around them, disciples. Disciples were chosen by the rabbis, and this is very, very important because the rabbi believed that the disciple could follow and duplicate him perfectly.
所以学生呢是怎么样被选的呢？是被他们的拉比亲手挑选的，因为他们的拉比坚信这些学生能效仿他们，能传授他们的衣钵。The
teacher could see something in the student that would enable that student to reproduce the teacher.
所以这个老师就会看重这个学生的一些特质、一些天分，然后希望复制他的一生的学习、一生的知识在他的身上。
Often the teacher was old, so he was looking for somebody that could carry the torch. He wanted to hand the baton to someone who would keep going after he had died.
所以很多这些拉比都是上了年纪，所以他们要传承他们一生的知识。
Even in our day, our PhD program, when I applied to this, the school did not accept me. It was the program, it was the professor who accepted me directly.
就好像我们考那个博士一样，不是那个学校录取我那么简单，更多是那个项目和那个教授。
So in Peter's day, it was a high compliment to be chosen by a rabbi.
所以这个是很高的一个荣誉，被拉比选上。
Pastor Lee, you know, he's a really good preacher, right?
所以李牧师是个很有恩赐的讲员，对不对？
And he looks at you and says, "Hey, I think someday you'll be a great preacher too. Come follow me." Wow, that's a high compliment.
然后有一天，李牧师对着你说，然后你有讲到的恩赐，你要来跟从我。
You realize you're special, you're unique.
然后你就会发现，你好特别，你好有天赋和恩赐啊。
You are chosen as a disciple because the rabbi thinks you have the ability to follow the rabbi perfectly.
你被拣选成为拉比的一个学生，拉比的一个门徒，因为拉比相信你，你可以跟随他。
Now, Jesus' disciples were not the kind of men who were chosen by rabbis.
耶稣的门徒不是拉比通常会选的人才。
In fact, they had been overlooked by all the rabbis of the first century.
在初期教会，在第一世纪。
I mean, we know this because they're adults and they're fishermen and they're tax. They have jobs. They're doing normal things.
我们怎么知道呢？因为他们有正常的工作，他们是税吏，他们是渔夫等等。
I mean, in the first century, either you were that 1% who were chosen, or you went and did a job like fishermen or tradesmen.
第一世纪，如果你是最优秀的1%，你就会被。
These 12 men had not been chosen by a rabbi. Maybe they haven't even been interviewed by a rabbi. They didn't even have that much potential. What we know is no teacher ever saw them, never even noticed them. They were nobody in the rabbi circles. Then Jesus finds them. No other rabbi has accepted them, and Jesus says, "Come, follow me."
没有其他的拉比来选他们，但是耶稣说，你来跟从我吧。And
they know what this means.
而他们知道这个的意思。Wow,
that teacher thinks that I have what it takes to be just like that teacher.
而这个拉比呢，耶稣他看中了他们身上的特质，然后说，你来跟从我吧。They're
not too old. They're not too uneducated.
他们没有上那么老，他们也没有那么没有知识，没有文化。These
12 can teach his teachings, and they can walk his walk.
这十二个门徒，他们能接受耶稣的教导，他们也能教导别人，他们也可以跟随耶稣的脚踪。So
honestly, I think Peter rebukes Jesus because he understands what's at stake.
所以我相信，就是彼得他说耶稣是因为他知道所要将要付的代价是什么。To
follow a rabbi is not only to reteach his teachings.
跟随一个拉比不是只是复制他的教导。It
is to be like the rabbi in every way.
就是在凡事当中都像极了那个拉比。To
teach like the rabbi and to live like the rabbi.
不只是能像拉比一样这样教导，也可以像拉比一样过着有这样的一个生活模式。
So you can feel it, right? Peter is rebuking Jesus because he does not want a rabbi who is planning to die on a cross. He doesn't want that kind of a rabbi.
能感受到对吗？因为彼得他不要一个拉比，是要是计划是要上十字架的，是要接受一切苦难的。
He doesn't like Jesus saying, "We are going to Jerusalem. There we will be mistreated and killed." Peter doesn't want to hear this.
因为彼得不要听到这句话，就是说我们要进入耶路撒冷，我们要受苦。
So Peter says, no, Jesus, you don't understand things. You are not going to die. We're not going to die either.
So he said, Jesus, you don't understand. You don't understand. We're not going to die either. We're not going to die either.
So I wonder how many of us are like Peter here. You understand the scriptures tell us everywhere that we will face many trials and many difficulties.
So the 圣经的经文到处都充满了，我们会经历很多苦难。
I mean, if you read the Bible looking for suffering references, you will notice that it is not hidden in the fine print. It is everywhere.
So if you are in the whole Bible, in the whole Bible, only looking for suffering, you will not find that it is just in a footnote in a small font. It is filled with suffering. The whole Bible is filled with suffering.
There are many promises in the Bible.
There are many promises in the Bible.
There are no promises for an easy life.
There are no promises for an easy life.
The oceans are salty because of human tears, and Christians are not promised an easier road.
海洋的水如此的咸，是因为眼泪。耶稣的十字架也是那么的不容易。
In fact, the promise is actually the exact opposite, that we will face many troubles in this life.
所以这个应许反正是倒反的，就是我们会经历很多很多的苦难。
The world can be dark, and it really doesn't want to hear the truth sometimes.
很多时候我们都不想听这个真话，这真理。
So many Christians are like Peter here. We just don't really want to hear what Jesus is talking about.
So, 很多时候我们就像彼得一样，我们不想听神的真心话。
But here we are, disciples of Jesus Christ gathered together.
但是我们今天我们在这里，我们就是耶稣的门徒，我们就跟随耶稣。
Fellow disciples, how does it make you feel to think Jesus chose you because he believes you can walk in his footsteps?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你知道耶稣拣选你，因为他知道你有受苦的心志，你可以跟他一起背负十字架，你有何方的感受呢
？I mean, sometimes this is easy, right?
有些时候感觉很简单。
He taught us to love one another. I like that part.
哎，我们要彼此相爱，我喜欢。
Liji, I love you.
Chris, 我爱你。
I mean, just that's the easy stuff, right?
最简单的，对不对？彼此相爱。
Loving one another, man, this is
彼此相爱太好了啊。
He taught us how to pray for miracles and signs and wonders. And hey, I love it when miracles happen.
怎么祷告，神迹奇事发生，我最喜欢这个部分。
Just 2 days ago, City Church, we received a report that a woman who had cancer just went to the doctor, and after treatment, she is cancer-free.
两天前我收到一个赞美的报告，就是英文堂我们在为一个癌症的病人祷告的时候，一个姊妹，她就完全被医治了。
And this is not the first time. This is the second time in her life she has beaten cancer with God's help.
不是第一次，而是第二次，在她生命当中，她面对癌症，她战胜了癌症，通过神的恩典。
I mean, we love it when Jesus does a big miracle and then he points at us and says, "Greater things than these you will do."
我们都喜欢看圣经，就是耶稣行很多神迹，然后耶稣对我们说，你会行更大的神迹。
We love it when the rabbi is walking on water and he says, "Peter, come walk on water with me." So Peter does it.
然后耶稣行在水面中，然后跟彼得说，你来跟从我吧，也行在水面中。
We love it when Jesus gives the disciples authority to cast out demons, to heal the sick, even to raise the dead.
赶鬼、医治生病的人，甚至让死里复活。
Sometimes imitating the master is just awesome. It's amazing, right?
很多时候我们效仿我们的老师，我们跟他做他所做的一切，都是很充满激情和喜乐的。
But do we love it when he calls us to take up our cross and follow him?
但是当他说你要背负十字架跟从我呢？
When he says they're going to hit you on the right side, give them your left side also. Do we like that part?
当人家打你右边的时候，你左边也给他，你愿意吗
？When he teaches us how to bless those who curse us，
那些咒诅你的，你要祝福他们。
When he teaches us how to endure shame and humiliation， do we like these parts？
你要忍受毁谤别人的侮辱。
What about when the rabbi, you know, washes his disciples' feet and then tells them directly, "Now you wash one another's feet."
当拉比当耶稣基督洗门徒的脚的时候，然后对你说，你也要洗别人的脚，你的感受。
I mean, when Jesus chose me, did he really see a foot washing skills? I mean, am I really good at that?
当耶稣拣选你的时候，他看到你有足疗的功夫吗
？I mean, I just don't think washing feet is my spiritual gift, right?
洗脚应该不是我的属灵恩赐吧
？How about when they beat Jesus?
那些打耶稣的时候呢？
when they blindfolded, they hit him on the head and they said, tell us, prophet, tell us, who hit you magically?
蒙住耶稣的眼睛，他们殴打耶稣说，弥赛亚，你先知嘛，你预言谁打你呢？
I mean, enduring shame and humiliation and not saying a word is, again, not really my spiritual gift.
当我们在受苦的时候，我们一字不吭，难道这个是我的属灵恩赐吗？
When they cursed him, he blessed.
当人家咒诅他，他祝福别人。
When they mocked him, he said nothing.
当人家仇笑他的时候，他什么都不说。
When they hated him, he loved them.
当人家憎恨他的时候，他反倒爱他们。
When they nailed him to a piece of wood, he forgave them.
当他们钉他的手在一块木头上的时候，他反而赦免他们。
And you and I.
而我。
Were chosen by this rabbi
被这个拉比拣选
because he looked at you and me and he believed we could follow in his footsteps.
因为他看到你和我的时候，他发现你和我可以跟随他的脚踪。
Jesus is marching with incredible focus to the cross, and he believes we can follow him all the way.
耶稣在钉钉十字架，他迈向十字架，他也坚信你和我可以跟随十字架。
It doesn't really fit. You know, we like to climb ladders, right? I like to go up on the elevator, not down.
我们都喜欢往上爬，对不对？
We love promotions. We love bigger titles, right?
我们更喜欢升职加薪，很大的头衔。
I love being the big boss. You know, I dream of being in charge of the whole world someday.
我喜欢成为一个伟大的老板，拥有全世界。
And we follow a rabbi who always chose servanthood.
但是我们跟随一个拉比，他永远选择怎么做仆人。
He always reached down to lift others up.
他每次都往下来举起我们。
He not only died on a cross, he lived an entire life of sacrifice.
他不只是在十字架那一刻，他为我们钉死。他每一天，他每时时刻刻都奉献他自己给我们。
Maybe we're afraid of suffering. I'm not a fond of suffering at all.
也许我们都害怕苦难，我自己也是一样，我不喜欢苦难。
Not saying you need to go out there and look for trouble. Don't go looking for suffering.
不是叫你去寻找苦难。
But some of us, I think, we're afraid of suffering.
那有些时候我们就很像害怕，就是躲避苦难一样。
But Jesus showed us the most perfect picture of God on the cross.
当耶稣基督让我们看到神最完美的这幅画面的时候，在十字架上。
In the theology books, we often say, if you want to know who God is, look to the cross.
然后在很多神学书，我们说你要看上帝是谁，你要看十字架。
It's not so common, but it is equally true. If you want to know who you are supposed to be.Look to the cross.
如果你要知道你是谁，你真正是谁，你要看十字架。
So Peter rebukes Jesus, and Jesus states directly, rebukes him back immediately.
当彼得骂耶稣的时候，耶稣是直接回应他的。
Get behind me, Satan.
仇敌撒旦，离开我。
Jesus knows his ultimate goal.
因为耶稣知道他最终极的目标。
His purpose is the cross.
他的使命就是十字架。
And he strongly rejects any temptation to avoid it.
然后他拒绝一切的试探，来拒绝十字架。
Okay, so what does it really mean to live taking up your cross?
所以背起十字架到底的含义是什么？
I have all these stories, and I was trying to figure out which stories to tell. I think I'm going to tell the story of John Campbell and the van.
所以他就会分享一个故事 ，John Campbell.
When I was a young man in seminary,
当他是年轻的神学生的时候
，I met a student. He was about 15 years older than me.
他大约比他大15岁。
And he stood out. You know, here we are, these 20-something-year-old. This guy's 40 in seminary. He just he stood out. He was very, very different from us.
所以我们大部分的神学生都是二十几岁，他就快四十岁了，所以他跟我们不太一样。
He was a big man with, you know, muscles, handsome as can be, charismatic,
充满了魅力。
And when I got to know him, I started hearing his story. It was an amazing story.
所以当我开始认识他的时候，我了解他的故事。
When he was a young man, he had grown businesses to huge, huge size.
当他是一个年轻人的时候，他有一个庞大的事业。
But he was always cheating the banks just a little bit. In order to get more loans for the money, he was kind of cheating the banks to get bigger loans.
所以他常常呢就是欺骗银行，就为了得到更大余额的贷款。
And his business has got bigger and bigger, and the millions of dollars. So he's borrowing millions of dollars. This is pretty bad.
就上百万的生意，然后也借了上百万。
So the government came and they grabbed him and they threw him in jail.
然后政府就知道这件事情，然后就把他丢在牢狱。
He went from a millionaire to a prisoner in maximum security prison.
从百万富翁到一个监狱的囚犯。
6 years he spent in prison.
6年在一个重点的监狱当中。
And in prison he found Jesus.
在监狱当中他找到了耶稣。
And he started taking Bible classes. We had a Bible extension school inside the prison. He started taking Bible classes.
在监狱当中他开始读神学，那里有个神学院，然后去接受装备。
He heard the call of God to go start a ministry.
然后他得到神的呼召要开始一个事工。
But he's still in prison, right?
但是他在监狱啊，怎么开始事工？
And he's like, oh, someday when I get out of jail, I'm going to start a ministry.
所以有一天我出狱的时候，我要开始一个事工。
And it's a ministry to help the families of those who are in prison.
所以就帮助就是囚犯的家人的一个事工。
It was not a prison ministry. It was for the families who, when their husband goes to jail or the mother goes to jail, they lose everything. They live in poverty because of one person's sin.
所以就是为了受监狱刑罚的囚犯的家人所设置的。因为当这个囚犯进入监狱的时候，他的全家就失去了一切。
But the need was so great, and he just out, when he finally got out of prison, obviously he has nothing.
需要这么大，但是当他出狱的时候，他是没有一毛钱的。
Except a dream.
除了一个梦想。
I want to help the families of those who go to jail.
我要帮助那些监狱囚犯的家人。
I don't know this story. I can't remember this. He had a van. This is all that he had. He had one van, one car.
他就像有个面包车一样。
And God told him, I want you to take that van. I want you to sell it.
然后我要拿那个面包车给卖了。
And he said, God, this is all that I have.
他说主啊，这个是我所拥有的一切。
He was even sleeping in his van sometimes. This is all that I have.
那个面包车就是他的家，他睡在里头。
And it's, you know, it's a loud show. It's an old car. Is it Porsche? Is that how you say it? It's an old car. It's not even very nice.
就是个破的烂的车。
God said, No, I want you to sell it. I want you to use that money to start your ministry.
但是主说我要你把它卖了，然后用那个钱来开始施工。
So John, he said yes to God.
说好，我愿意。
Got a piece of paper and wrote for sale and telephone number, and he put it inside the van.
然后写一个小广告，然后贴在他的那个面包车上。
This is before cell phones. In any case, so one day he's driving down the highway.
那时候是没有手机的，所以他开高速的时候。
It's 1990s, no cell phone. So a guy pulls up next to him one day. They're driving down the highway together.
所以有一天呢，旁边就有一辆车，司机就看到这个广告。
And he's trying to communicate with him. I want to buy your car. They're driving down the highway.
在高速的时候就说我要买你的车。
And so he finally pulls over, and they pull over, and they talk, and
所以他们就停在路口，然后就开始聊。
And so the guy just writes a check right there, and he gives him the keys right there, and he drives off with his van.
所以在高速的时候呢，就直接。成交了，就卖那辆车了。
So this man John, he has nothing now except a check for $2,000.
除了$2,000的支票，他什么都没有了。
His van is gone.
他没有车了。
His reputation is gone.
他的名誉没有了。
I mean, you understand? He's an ex-con. He's just out of prison. He has nothing.
他是个钱的囚犯，他什么都没有，他有案底。
He does have $2,000.
他只有$2,000。
And he took that and he invested it and he started this vision, this ministry for helping families.
所以他用这$2,000来开始他的这个意向，神给他的这个使命来帮助。
And God honored his yes.
然后神就尊荣他的愿意，他的摆上。
And other people started coming along. They heard this vision. They started giving him money.
然后不同的人就听到这个意向，就开始贡献奉献。
By the time he offered me a job in this ministry,
当他给他这份工作，在这个施工里面跟他配搭的时候
，You know, he was wearing a suit and a tie, and we had these nice, big, lovely offices.
那时候他就西装笔挺，就在很美的办公室里面了。
And here I'm a poor seminary student. I mean, I am so poor. I Julie and I are just married. We have nothing.
那时候他们刚刚神学院毕业，他们穷到。不能再穷了，什么都没有。
I'm sitting in these meetings with these big wigs, these guys with lots of money, and I'm trying to act all wise.
大佬们在会议室。
I'm 28 years old. I'm trying to look like I know what I'm doing in these meetings.
所以28岁的他就装着他什么都懂一样。
And I can remember these guys coming in saying, John, how much do you need today?
然后就说，哎，你今天需要多少钱啊？
John would say, "Well, honestly, we need $30,000 today."
He said, "We need $30,000
These guys pull out their checks and they write out a check and hand him $30,000 on the spot.
然后这些生意人、这些大佬就拿支票本子就签三万就直接奉献了。
And God just blessed this ministry. It grew to multi-million-dollar ministry.
神就祝福这个施工变成 百万的一个一个服事的一个事。
We were helping thousands of families across America.
帮助上千个家庭在美国各地。
And it started with one small sacrifice.
它是怎么样开始呢？从一个小小的奉献。
John knew what it meant to take up his cross.
约翰知道他的朋友知道怎么样是背负十字架。
He'd already suffered in prison for 6.5 years. Life couldn't get any worse.
监狱的苦难已经六年半了。
He said yes to that one thing. God said.Sell that van, he said yes.
当神要他的唯一所幸存的，他说我愿意做。
And after that, God said, follow my ways every single day. When I say something, I need you to do it.
然后每一天神告诉他的一切，他就是顺从。
And this ministry grew to multi-million dollars.
然后这个事工就不断的成长。
Now think about the story of my mother. I hope she doesn't mind me telling this story. I didn't ask her permission.
当她想到她妈妈的这个故事的时候，她没有问过她妈妈的同意。
My mother was struggling with her identity. When I was a young boy.
当她年轻的时候，小孩的时候，她妈妈对她的自我的身份感的一个认知是有些挑战。
She followed Christ for so many years, and she was married to a pastor, and she just had so much frustration and anger in her heart.
她跟随耶稣很多很多年，她是个师母，她嫁给一个牧师。但是他里面内心深处有这么多的愤怒在里头。
She was doing her best to be a pastor's wife, doing her best to raise these children, doing her best to serve God.
她尽量的来服侍神，来跟从神的呼召，也照顾这些小孩。
And she just one day she just went to the altar and prayed, God, will you please help me? You give me more. I've got to have more help. I've got to have more of your Holy Spirit.
来到教会就在跪下来祷告，去求神，神你给我更多力量来做你要我做的事情。
And the Holy Spirit said to her, Are you willing to do?Whatever I ask you to do.
然后圣灵当下就问他，你愿不愿意跟随我，做我一切要你所做的事情。
My mother, she said, yes, absolutely, yes. Whatever you say, I'll do it.
他说主，我愿意。你叫我做什么，我都愿意。
And God showed her a memory.
而神给她一个回忆。
It was a test.
这个考验。
She remembered that time about a year ago when my sister and I were going to camp, and she had packed for us.
所以是一年多前那个时候，她跟她的姐姐，她去一个露营。
And when you go to camp, you know, you're there for 5 days, you got to change clothes. You have to have a dirty clothes bag, right?
所以你会在露营五天，所以你会有一个很像换洗衣服的袋，一个脏衣服的袋。
And my mother had forgotten to put in a garbage bag for us to put our dirty clothes in and bring them home at the end of the week.
所以她妈妈就忘了放一个垃圾袋，一个脏衣服的袋子放在他们的包包。
But the church bus was leaving, so she had to have a 垃圾袋. She had to have it right now.
所以她就马上就要一个垃圾袋，因为那个校车要离开了。
She went to the kitchen in the church and she took two garbage bags out of the, you know, took them from the church. She said, oh, I'll put in an extra dollar next week at church to pay for these. I'm not stealing. And it wasn't stealing. She did put the money in, you know. But anyway, God brought that memory to her mind.
但是当时她忘了，她没有还那个一两块，还那个垃圾袋，神就让她想起这个回忆。
God says, you want more of my spirit?
你要我更多圣灵充满吗？
I need you to do everything that I say.
我要你做我凡是我叫你做的。
And my mother said, okay.
然后她妈妈说我愿意。
And God said to her, stand up right now and confess to the church that you stole two trash bags.
然后我现在要你站起来跟整个教会认罪，说你偷两个垃圾袋。
My mother's like, you know, Lord,
说主啊。
When I said I'd do anything, what? I didn't steal them. I paid for them later. I paid them a dollar later.
我没有偷啊，为什么你要我？我下一次再还呗。
Trash bags aren't worth 2 cents. I put in a dollar. What do you mean I didn't steal anything?
两毛钱，我奉献一块不是行了吗？
God said, "Do you love your reputation more than me?"
耶稣挑战他，你是不是更爱你的声誉多过你爱我？
Do you want everything that I have for you?
你要不要我全部所能给你所要给你的？
My mother said yes.
妈妈说愿意。
Take the microphone and tell the church you stole two trash bags.
然后来认罪悔改吧。
I'm sorry, I can't tell the story without laughing. It's so funny. So my mom did. It wasn't funny at the time, so she did. She stood up and told the church, I know this is a little strange, but I need to confess this.
当时其实一点都不好笑，因为拿起麦克风跟整个教会忏悔。
And you know, everybody in the church is like, that's the worst sin that she's done? She stole two trash bags? That's all? 弟兄姊妹都说
这是最糟糕的罪吗？他只拿两个垃圾袋。
They're thinking, "Wow, our pastor's wife is godly."
哇，我们的师母好像神啊，好敬虔啊。
But God honored that obedience.
神尊荣他，因为他的顺服。
God filled her with His Holy Spirit after that.
神就让他的圣灵充满了他的。
She's willing to give up her reputation.
因为她愿意放下她的声誉。
Willing to say whatever God wanted.
神要我说什么我就说什么。
John's willing to sell his van, everything that he has, even if his house for a time. This van, he was willing to sell it.
刚才那个故事里面的约翰，他愿意卖掉他的车，就是他仅存的一切，他的房子，他的居所。
And that is what it means to take up your cross.
这就是背负十字架上的意义的定义。
Most of us are not going to face death. We're not going to be martyred, probably.
大部分的我们应该不会殉道。
I hope that moment comes, I'm ready, but it's very unlikely to happen.
我希望当那一刻来临的时候，我会准备好，但是不太可能。
But to follow Jesus, to take up your cross, is an attitude that we live with every single day.
所以背负十字架是每一天我们对主、对周边的人的一种态度。
It's an attitude of yes, yes,
我愿意
yes,
我愿意，我愿意。
It's a strong decision to say yes to God at all times.
就是一个很坚定的一个决定，说我要永远跟神说我愿意。
When I see God's requirements written in the scriptures, the answer is yes.
当我看神的话语的时候，耶稣的回应都是我愿意，我愿意，我愿意。
When I hear the whisper of His voice, the answer is yes.
当我听到他的轻声细语的时候，都是我愿意。
When I hear His call, I will say yes.
当我听到他的呼召，对我的呼召使命的时候，我会说我愿意。
When my children hear the call of God, I will say yes.
当我的孩子听到神的呼召的时候，我会愿意。
My mother said to me as we were leaving for China, they only have two grandchildren.And both of those grandchildren live in China.
他的妈妈只有两个孙子，两个孙女，两个孙女都要离开美国去中国生活。
13 years ago, when we left America to say goodbye to my parents, to take their grandchildren away, my mother said these words.
13年前，当他们带走他妈妈的仅存的两个孙女的时候，他妈妈这样说。
She said, when you were a baby, it was so easy to dedicate you to God, to say, God, this baby belongs to you.
当 Chris 你是 baby 的时候，这么容易奉献给主。
Now, as you leave to go to China to follow God's call, as you leave China and you take our grandchildren and our daughter-in-law, as you go to the other side of the world, I've got to offer you up to God again right now.
但是当你今天你成家立业，你要把你的媳妇，你要把你两个女儿搬到世界的另一个角落，中国的时候，我们要重新把你奉献给主。
Wow, it was an easy yes when you were a little baby. This is a hard yes today.
当你是一个婴儿的时候，很容易说我愿意。但是今天，当我们拥有的一切，很难说我愿意。
But they knew God wanted us to be in China, so they said yes to God's call.
但是他们很清楚知道这是神的呼召，神的使命，所以他们对神说我愿意。
When God says I want you to leave that job, when God says I want you to leave that person, the answer is yes.
当神跟你说你要离开这个人，你要离开这个工作的时候，你要说我愿意。
Well, these are kind of the easy things. I mean, God wants us to actually push past all of those simple yeses.
神要我们突破。然后让我们对他永远都是抱着这个愿意的心。
To become great in the kingdom of heaven is to purify ourselves of everything that does not make us like Christ.
要在神国里面要成为伟大，我们要放下一切玷污我们、影响我们、拦阻我们的人事与物。
But if you will throw away your life,
但是如果你愿意丢弃你的生命。
If you will throw it onto the cross,
你愿意丢在十字架上。
If you stop caring about the honors and the opinions of men,
你不再在乎你的荣誉，别人对你的看法的时候。
Then you will find the name and the identity that God has for you.
你会看到那个名字，那个身份，耶稣基督留给你的。
If you decide that being crowned with thorns is the greatest honor that you can receive, then you will find God's highest calling.
当你认为，当你认可、接受，就是荆棘的冠冕，是你一生最大的尊荣的时候。
At this moment, you're probably thinking to yourself, "That is more than I can do."
也许这一刻你在思想，就是主，我做不到。
What you're talking about, Chris, is impossible.
Chris, 你在说的是不可思议，是我做不到的。
What you're talking about would require an absolute miracle.
你要我做的是完全需要神迹才可以做到，靠神才可以做到。
And if you think it will require a miracle to live that life, I've got good news for you.
如果你认为这个需要一个神迹才可以达成这样的生活方式，我有一个好消息给你。
You are absolutely correct.
你完全正确。
And when you say yes to God, that miracle will come.
当你愿意跟神说，主，我愿意跟从你，跟随你的时候，那个神迹其实就会发生。
Amen.
Amen.
Next is the time for the offering. The offering team, please come to the front. We want to go back to what Chris 长老分享的那个 John 的 story. 就是他刚才分享说，上帝让他把自己的面包车，把他的 van 给卖掉。我听到这个故事，我在想，我们也在说，上帝其实不需要我们的这些资源，对吧？他自己也可以。其实他完全可以感动某一个人去奉献这$2,000给这个人。但我们有没有想呢，为什么上帝还是让他卖掉这个 van？ 是只是为了那个$2,000吗？我觉得更多。我觉得其实上帝用这样的驱动让我们去迈出这一步，更是为了我们心里的捆绑我们的那些偶像和其他的事情可能在控制我们。我最近看那些超级英雄电影，我发现哈，那些坏蛋来的时候，他们特别希望人都跪下向他跪，好像是说我的权柄就可以让你们跪下来。但是在属灵世界，我也看见我们好像每一个人都是会选择一个东西向他跪，只是我们没有明显的那么做。也当我们把上帝当作这个跪的对象，真的是完全敬拜与他，我们才可以得释放。但是什么时候钱会让我们跪下，没办法站起来，没办法完全的放下来，我们其实会看到我们的心是在有连锁，会被捆绑。那我相信我们一旦我们给予给钱，我们奉献，我们这样宣告，我们其实敬拜的完全的是上帝。所以下面我们一起来祷告。亲爱的主啊，你掌权，你给我们这些机会，你给我们工作，你给我们努力的这样的精神，我们可以工作。今天也是上班的日子，但是你给我们那么多的恩典，可以今天来到你的来到这边，来到教会敬拜你。上帝，请你给我们启示啊，我们的 van， 我们的面包车在哪里？我们需要卖掉什么？我们需要给出什么东西，让我们更多的得着你，让我们的心得自由，真正的可以与你面对面，更多的感觉到你啊！奉你的名祷告，阿们。
IMS 推出服务号，想要线上奉献的弟兄姐妹可以关注服务号，界面下方会有线上奉献，点击后会出现二维码，大家就可以扫码奉献了。